Get ready for Profits and Ballers, where politics are a passion, sports are a living, and God is a given.
Hey, come on now, fellas. We've got to answer the bell. Now let's go.
Welcome to another episode of Profits and Ballers. Let's get right into it. We love a lot of podcasts out there. One of my favorites is Fearless with Jason Whitlock. Shout out to Shamika Michelle. She is amazing. Unbelievable. Everyone should be following her. Jason Whitlock. The whole entire crew. They just have a fantastic show. And their roll call and what they're doing over there. Please give them a listen, give them a follow, because I really think you guys would be really impressed with their show, and you would absolutely enjoy their show as well. Jason Whitlock is a longtime revered, and I boldface revered, because Jason climbed up the ladder in the sports journalism world pretty much the way the New England Patriots built their dynasty. By that, I kind of mean how he did it the hard way. You know, as they said, the Patriot way. Jason did it the Jason Whitlock grit way, by continuously adding great pieces after great pieces. And like the superstar Tom Brady, where he would always take pay cuts, you couldn't buy out Jason Whitlock either. Jason Whitlock could be on any media channel, the front face of it, but he took another route. And that route is obvious. He wanted to follow the divine path. So those strong traits within him obviously came from his devotion to Christianity, the love of God. And you feel it. By that I mean there are those who simply repeat the words of God, and then there are those who feel God when reciting the words. And that's the supreme, in my opinion. When you get to a level of spirituality where you feel him, you hear him, that's supreme. That's the seeds of divinity nourished within you. After all, we are the microcosm and God is the macrocosm. But I have to reply to Jason's recent comments on Donald Trump, along with his friend, Donald Trump and his friend, pushing a version of the Bible where they're calling it the U.S. Bible, which is a Bible that comes with the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, Jason strongly opposed and thought it was a big mistake that they are selling these instead of giving them away. And I get that point. I do. But here's my take on this and why it's not a big deal, but actually something very beautiful. So let me give this a shot. So, what you want to do is first look at the deterioration of faith in America. When you look at today's America and today's society, What has happened the last 20 to 25 years? It hasn't been a war on the Republicans. And I'll even go as far to say it hasn't been a complete war on conservative values. It's been a war on God. When you see children pregnant, when you see respect for pedophiles, start calling them minor attracted people. When you see violence by illegal immigrants and the leader of the country apologizes for calling him illegal. When you see squatters stealing American citizens, people, homes. When you see the streets and the neighborhoods on fire with no repercussions. When you see that we have become a hedonistic society. Hedonism and materialism has overtaken society. It has become a society of freedom without discipline. And look, discipline without freedom is tyranny. But freedom without discipline is chaos. And whether you're an atheist, agnostic, you cannot deny that civilization, humanity, was built on the backbone of religion. At minimal, you have to give religion credit as a tool for social utility. Where do you think morality came from? Where do you think that we understood from different animals, thou shalt not kill? So let's take it one step further. The war has been against the church. The war has been to remove God. I think it was 15 years ago when they removed the Ten Commandments from a couple Supreme Courts in different states. And may he rest in peace. And my father told me that could be one of the biggest mistakes I've ever seen in America. What are they doing? How do you remove the Ten Commandments? But this motion, the anti-God motion, had taken place for many decades, removed with hedonism, narcissism, and yes, even satanic virtues, which is sickening. What's funny is there are so many people that will laugh at you when you tell them how strong your faith in God is, because that's how long God has been removed from this country, when in fact this country was built on Judeo-Christian Christianity. And all younger generations hasn't been part of America where they follow the divine path. So this is where I disagree with Jason. Sometimes think about what the left and the Democrats are doing. They want to go straight from gas-powered cars right into electric cars instead of transitioning. Instead of saying, okay, we're going to go from gas-powered cars to hybrid cars. And then the fully gas-powered cars, we're going to go to liquid natural gas. Why? Natural gas is 80% cleaner than your common gas oil. It's the cleanest gas. And America is abundant with natural gas. It's just not realistic to jump from an EV to an electric car without doing the steps in between. So here's the analogy that I want to give why what Trump is doing is absolutely beautiful as a leader, as a statesman. Okay? He's not pushing cereal or a pack of gum. Imagine, let me put it to you this way. God forbid. But imagine someone gets in a car accident or a very bad accident and they're bleeding out. They are absolutely bleeding out. We take them to the emergency room. And do you know the first thing that we do? Our only concern is to stop the bleeding. We don't care about infections and antibacteria at that emergency moment. The emergency moment is keep him or her alive. Keep him or her alive by stopping the bleeding. And when you judge America today with the belief in God, we are bleeding out. Forget about the details of selling it versus buying it, selling it versus giving it away. Stop the bleeding. Have the top person in America simply reintroduce God to society. The very fact that he's talking about God and he's saying lines such as "Make America pray again." Just the 3-minute speech that he gives on the pitch for that Bible is worth more than any amount of Bibles they can ever sell. The very fact that a man that is a former president that is saying, "We have to bring God back. We have to bring God back. We have to pray again. We have to pray again. Make America pray again." When was the last time? Jason, I ask all your viewers, when was the last time we had a president that would even say Merry Christmas, or that would be seen in churches, in devout into religion. Biden, I don't even think, correct me if I'm wrong, I have not seen this man go to a church since he's been president. Obama. Nope. Yeah, he'd have his Easter here, that right, when the holidays came around. But there's a reason why the Christian community and the evangelicals want to vote for Donald Trump is because he pushes the message of God. And if you take a look at him from 2015, 9 years ago, to today, I would say he has tenfolded his message with God. And you can see that transformation in him. If you just look at his speech just the other day, when that poor police officer died, while Biden, Obama, and Clinton, they joined Hollywood, such a bad look. Hollywood in the White House, that's not supposed to be. But Biden, Obama, and Clinton in Hollywood are on one side of New York, worried about raising money. Meanwhile, this man has 91 indictments, and he makes time for the police officer's family. But just look at his speech. That's one of the few times I have ever seen Donald Trump look defeated and confused. Not in a weak way, in a very humbled way. He just kept saying, it cannot be. This can't be. Something's happening. It can't be. It's as if he's talking to himself, having that feeling that this country needs help from a greater force. Look at that speech with the police officer. He was hurting. So what I say to you, Jason, and my goodness, would we love to come on your show. Right now, we can't worry about the small details of, oh my God, is he or she going to get an infection? Are they going to get an infection? No. Right now, we have to stop the bleeding. And that's what Donald Trump is doing. By talking about God. Just talking about God. Just talking about the Bible. Talking about the verses of the Bible. And then also talking about the Constitution. And talking about the Bill of Rights. Just talking about, within this boundary, over time, it will have a profound effect. Much love to all of you. Enjoy all of your shows. Shout out to Shamika. For Prophets and Ballers, from the bottom of the heart.